You're listening to SBS News.
At a warehouse in Sydney's northwest, volunteers are busy packing pallets of medical aid. According to Rotary Australia's Medishare manager, Keith Roffey, who's keeping a close watch on the process, 45,000 items will be sorted and shipped this week.
It's anything from band-aids to body bags. And when you say body bags, the reality hits in of the tragedy that's there. It is tourniquets, it is bandages, it is plasters. It is items that are needed for immediate medical aid. Some of it is going to the frontline workers. Some of it is being distributed to hospitals throughout Ukraine.
And demand is rising rapidly following reports of Russian military looting Ukraine's hospital supplies and even ambulances from around the embattled port city of Kherson. The Australian medical supplies are sorted by Rotarians, then flown to London and driven by volunteers into Ukraine. Since the Russian invasion in February this year, Rotary Australia estimates more than $20 million worth of medical aid has left our shores as part of its global relief effort, as Mr. Roffey explains.
I'm enormously proud of what we're doing. It's not a personal thing. I'm proud for the people that work with me. I'm proud for our country. I'm enormously proud of the Ukrainian community who have initiated this. The consumables come from suppliers here in Australia. They come from the medical institutions such as the hospitals, the private hospitals, the government hospitals. They're items that maybe are getting close to use by, still got 12 months to go.
And it's not just medical supplies heading to Ukraine. The federal government recently announced an additional 30 Bushmaster protected mobility vehicles will be sent to the front line, a total of 90 vehicles so far. And other Australian developed technology is helping Ukraine's war effort. South Australian company Minelab is battling a growing landmine threat in Ukraine's east, according to Countermine Division General Manager Hugh Graham.
Minelab has already supplied its detectors into Ukraine. There are several hundred being used in eastern Ukraine with various NGOs, and with the latest supplies that we are providing, that will increase the number well within 1,000, and we're looking to supply more in the very near future.
Ukraine's landmine problem started well before this latest conflict, but is now escalating rapidly, says Mr. Graham, a qualified engineer who's worked at Minelab for nearly a quarter of a century.
The Ukrainian government has now estimated that there's 160,000 square kilometres of contamination in the country, but also 5 million people that could now be facing threats from the landmine menace. Our landmine detectors are designed to find landmines, improvised explosive devices, and other explosive remnants of war. These detectors are used all over the world in very harsh climatic and environmental conditions, and they are designed to military standards. Metal detection can only find metal targets, and that's why we developed the MDS-10, which combines ground-penetrating radar, which will detect non-metal targets and therefore increase the probabilities of a detection that an operator is looking for.
Mr. Graham retired in 1999 from a career in the Australian military and has seen the devastating impacts of landmines firsthand in contaminated countries in Africa and Cambodia.
The landmine is an abhorrent, evil device. Its only purpose is to anonymously kill and maim people. It does not discriminate between combatants and civilians, and the injuries can range from losing a foot to a lower limb to the whole limb or both limbs. That can include the arms, and of course it can lead to blindness as well. Most reports state that there are between 80 and 110 million mines still in the ground. There's been tremendous progress since 1997, and millions of mines have been taken out of the ground, and tens of thousands of square kilometres of land has been returned for cultivation. However, every conflict is a backward step, and we're seeing that in Ukraine right now.
Australian-developed counter-drone technology is also helping to reduce the loss of life on Ukraine's front lines, as Sydney-based developer and Drone Shield CEO Oleg Vornik explains.
A kamikaze drone enables to fly multiple kilometres, sometimes tens or even hundreds of kilometres, and smash against its targets, be it military installations or civilian targets. Those are usually one-way drones. They carry explosives inside of them, and so they create a lot of damage. So think of it basically as a travelling grenade in the air.
Ukrainian soldiers have been filmed shooting at drones. However, a better method is to disable the device in the air and land it without detonation, says Mr. Vornik, who was born in Russia and fled Putin's early rule as a child with his family. Since starting Drone Shield in Australia 6 years ago, Mr. Vornik has supplied Australian counter-drone technology worldwide and includes the American Department of Defense as a major client.
This is Drone Gun Mark III. It's a handheld drone disruption device that you would point at an attacking drone that would safely bring it down. Our technology provides more of a dome of protection against such drone attacks. So we have different types of solutions, being body-worn or handheld solutions, all the way to fixed-site solutions that can sit on the top of a building or another potential installation, then provide a bubble of detection. Then when the system senses there is a drone or multiple drones, like a swarm coming, it activates electronic countermeasures defeat.
Australian technology is playing a key role in Ukraine's war effort, says Mr. Vornik, who is proud to be among Australian companies meeting rising demand from European donor nations.
We have been bulking up in our inventory, being ready to send significant amounts when required and when budget becomes available through the military aid programs. So we have stocks of, we're talking hundreds of units, basically ready to go.
Alan Lee, SBS News.